A white horse gallops past the legend, TriStar. Daytime, a dusty explosion blossoms from a rock face, sending debris into a ravine by a prison quarry. Guards supervise the chained up prisoners who crack rocks with hammers.
Man, I keep those hammers working!
Some prisoners work pneumatic drills into the light grey rocks. One of the prisoners in a sweaty blue shirt has shaggy black hair.
Rambo!
He turns to the shotgun-toting guard.
Let's go.
The unshaven, doe-eyed John Rambo, who has a Roman nose and a muscular physique, follows the guard to the quarry's perimeter. He spots the craggy-faced Colonel Troutman behind the wire fence. Troutman wears full dress uniform with a beret and sunglasses.
How are you, Johnny?
Good.
That's all.
The guard turns away.
John, I'm sorry they sent you to such a hellhole.
I've seen worse.
Yeah, you have, haven't you? John, I told you that I'd help you when I could. You interested? You can't possibly want to stay here for another 5 years.
Rambo looks round at the prisoners doing hard labor.
In here, at least I know where I stand.
Just hear me out first. The covert operation's being geared up in the Far East. Your name was dug out by the computer as one of three most able to complete the mission.
Mission?
Recon for POWs in Nam.
Rambo looks away and faintly shakes his head.
Why now? Why me?
Prison camp you escaped from at 71's a target area. Nobody knows that terrain better than you do. The risk factor is very high. You'd be temporarily reinstated in the forces, and if the mission's successful, there may be a presidential pardon.
Troutman nods.
You interested?
A serene-looking Rambo glances down at the ground, then nods as he looks up.
Yeah.
Good. Good. I'll get the necessary clearance. The next time we meet, it'll be in Thailand with a special ops designate who haunts the operation.
Yes, sir.
All clear?
Yes.
John, I want you to know that I did what I could to keep you out of here.
I know.
Yeah.
Sir, do we get the win this time?
This time it's up to you.
Troutman walks away. On the other side of the fence, Rambo watches him go. Mario Casar and Andrew Vajna present a George P. Cosmatos film. Sylvester Stallone in Rambo First Blood Part 2. Richard Crenna, Charles Napier, Stephen Burkoff. A huge golden statue of Buddha stands tall against a purple-hued night sky in Thailand. A chopper flies behind the statue's head. The chopper is silhouetted against a fiery setting sun. Daytime, farmers in wide-rimmed conical hats thrash rice boards with straw in paddy fields. The chopper zooms overhead. It approaches a Spartan military base in a wide clearing surrounded by jungle. The chopper comes into land by an arch-roofed hangar. two men in army fatigues loiter on the tarmac. One of the men, a military policeman or MP, opens the chopper door. Rambo steps out and calmly surveys the base. The MP walks Rambo over to the other man, who has a square jaw and bouffant hair.
That'll be all! How you doing, Rambo? I'm Erickson. Why don't we make it over to the hangar? You're the chosen one, huh? You made a hell of a rep for yourself enough. Anyway, I'm glad to be working with you. This place may not be heaven, but at least you're out of the joint.
They enter the hangar. Troutman's in a makeshift office.
He's here.
A man in a shirt and tie comes over.
Good morning, John.
Sir.
This is Marshal Murdoch. He's in charge of special operations from Washington.
Thank you, Colonel. Rambo, been looking forward to meeting you. How was your trip? No problems? Not except for the damn heat, right? Never felt anything like it. Come on in. Let's get down to business. I was glancing over your files. Makes for some pretty interesting reading.
Murdoch sits at a desk and opens a file. He slips on glasses to read.
Rambo John Jay, born 7647, Bowie, Arizona, of Indian-German descent. That's a hell of a combination. Joined the Army 8664, accepted Special Forces specialization, light weapons, cross-trained as medic, helicopter and language qualified, 59 confirmed kills, 2 silver stars, 4 bronze, 4 purple hearts, Distinguished Service Cross, and the Medal of Honor.
You got around, didn't you? It's incredible.
Rambo, you're probably aware that there's almost 2,500 Americans still missing in action in Southeast Asia. Now, most of these boys are presumed killed, but to the League of Families, Congress, and lots of Americans, it's still a very emotional issue. Give me something cold, please. Rambo, you certainly don't know as much about me as I do you. I hunched with the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines in Khantoum in 66. I lost a lot of good men, so I know what you and every vet feels. Now, maybe the government didn't care. Maybe certain segments of the population didn't care. My committee cares.
So what his committee needs is conclusive proof that Americans are being held.
And once done, rest assured we'll get our men back. Now, if there's any of our men at this POW target camp, you're to confirm their presence by taking photographs.
Photographs?
Just photographs. Under no circumstances are you to engage the enemy.
I'm supposed to leave them there?
I repeat, do not engage the enemy. The Phase 2 Delta Force assault team led by Colonel Troutman will handle the extraction. Okay?
Rambo nods once.
Anyway, I'd just like to say that I feel with your participation, this mission has a better than average chance to succeed where others will fail. I'll meet you both in the operations center in 1 hour.
Murdoch gets up and heads off, drinking from his can of Coke. Rambo glances at Troutman. He studies the aerial photograph of the camp in the jungle.
Thailand across Laos into the mountains of Vietnam in a drop zone. You'll be flying a ceiling of 250 feet when you bail out. Think you can handle it?
Try.
Since you're going in solo, you'll have to rely on more equipment than you've ever used before. And use it. What I'm saying is don't try the blood and guts routine. Let technology do most of the work. And John, I want you to try to forget the war. Remember the mission. The old Vietnam's dead.
Sir, I'm alive. It's still alive, isn't it?
They head across the tarmac to another hangar. Inside is a communications HQ buzzing with manned computer terminals, screens, and maps.
You may find this hard to believe, but all this is for you.
Impressed? Besides the monitoring devices you see here, you'll be issued every ultra-modern piece of equipment we have to ensure your safety. Rambo, you can feel totally safe because we have the most advanced weapons in the world available to us.
I've always believed that the mind is the best weapon.
Times change.
For some people.
Don't let me interrupt you, Colonel.
Upon insertion, call into base camp on Transat, and then proceed to Point Hawk September to rendezvous with your ground contact, Indigenous Agent Kobau.
Indigenous Agent Kobau.
Rambo leans over a computer operator and studies the screen. He wanders off.
Colonel, he's still not unbalanced from the war. We can't afford to have anybody involved in this mission. He might crack under pressure in that hell.
Pressure? Let me just say that Rambo is the best combat vet I've ever seen. A pure fighting machine with only a desire to win a war that someone else lost. And if winning means he has to die, he'll die. No fear, no regrets. And one more thing. What you choose to call hell, he calls home.
Nighttime.
Stand by, start APU.
Erickson helps prep a small jet plane on the runway. Somewhere inside a hangar, a glistening bicep flexes. Rambo sharpens a gleaming hunting knife. Erickson mans the controls in the plane's cockpit. Rambo ties his bootlaces.
D-20.
Rambo slips some little knives into a cotton strap, then fills a gun clip with bullets. In the plane, Erickson fires up the controls. Rambo looks down the sight of a machine gun, then loads film into a camera. In the HQ, Troutman checks the time. It is 2:45 a.m. Rambo stows more weapons in a pouch.
D-5.
In the HQ, Murdoch chews on an unlit cigar. Rambo slips some arrowheads into a little box marked explosives. He casually eyes the curved tip of his serrated hunting knife and slides it into a leg sheath.
You've got 36 hours to get the hell in and out. So don't stop and smell the roses, okay?
Yeah.
Run into any trouble. Try to get to the hilltop extraction site marked on your map.
In a black jumpsuit, Rambo turns to Troutman by the plane's open hatch.
Good luck, son.
Thanks. Let's go. Remember Murdoch said he's with the 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines at Khartoum in 66?
Yeah.
The 2nd Battalion was at Kled Sank. You're the only one I trust.
Rambo holds Troutman's gaze for a moment, then climbs into the plane. Erickson throws the plane's thruster forward and they set off down the runway. Taking the cigar from his mouth, Murdoch joins Troutman on the tarmac. The small black plane takes off, blending with the darkness of night.
Think you'll find someone?
POWs?
Doubtful. But there's people to satisfy, questions that have to be answered.
You don't sound too emotional about it.
Wasn't my war, Colonel. Just here to clean up the mess.
Murdoch leaves Troutman by the empty runway. In flight, Rambo sits calmly in the main body of the plane. Troutman studies the aerial photographs in the HQ. The plane swoops through some low cloud. Rambo looks down, bathed in murky red light. In the HQ.
AWACS 2-5 has arrived. They're holding timeline.
Session minus one.
Affirmative, Wolf Den. Over.
A flashing red bulb flickers above Rambo in the plane. He dons a black helmet and slips goggles over his eyes. He secures the headgear in place with both hands. Erickson pilots the plane above mountain peaks surrounded by wispy clouds. In the HQ, Troutman watches a radar. Rambo wears a detached stare as he fingers his machine gun.
Back in the Badlands, my man. Stand by your position.
Insertion minus 15 seconds.
Party time.
A bearded blonde fellow called Lifer kneels down by the plane's open hatch and glances towards Rambo, who gets up, fixes a line to a metal ring, then stands holding either side of the hatch and faces the sky.
5 seconds.
4, 3, 2,
Jumper away.
Rambo leaps out. A cord gets hooked to the hatch. Lifer winces and grabs the cord. He struggles to free it as Rambo hits the side of the plane and bounces against it.
Shit, what's happening?
The turbulence! He's hung up!
He'll be torn apart!
Condition red.
He's hung up.
What do you mean he's hung up? What happened?
He's being dragged! Lifer, cut him loose!
I can't free him!
Buffeted by the wind, Rambo reaches for his hunting knife. As Lifer grits his teeth and tugs at the cord, Rambo cuts some of his own straps. His machine gun falls off. In the HQ...
Erickson, abort the mission. Pull out!
It'll kill him. He'll be torn apart.
He's cutting away his equipment!
Rambo's pack falls, then he cuts himself loose.
He's out!
Copy, Leader. This is Dragonfly 1. Do you read? Over.
Dragonfly 1. Come in. I read you.
Any visual bearings by flares?
Negative. We didn't see anything.
Holding a headset to his ear, Troutman looks despondent.
Maybe the smart thing to do is to abort the mission right now before there's any more complications. I mean, who could survive something like that?
He deserves the benefit of the doubt. He's got 36 hours to complete the mission and reach the extraction point. We owe him that.
Well, of course we do. But understand something now. In 36 hours, we pull out.
Rambo runs through mist along a shallow river. He climbs a steep rock face above some rapids as day breaks. Wearing a black headband which hangs in two strips down the side of his neck, Rambo brushes through jungle plants at a quick pace. He stops to check his compass. A snake winds down from a branch behind him. Rambo grabs it, then pushes it away. On a rocky rise by a Buddhist statue, Rambo checks the compass, then heads onwards. He happens onto the ruins of a Buddhist temple, which is surrounded by densely packed jungle foliage. He heads for the temple, scanning warily around. He spots someone in a paddy field hat heading through the trees nearby. Rambo takes cover behind a stone pillar. He switches pillars with his knife at the ready. Rambo runs over and grabs the person from behind. It's a pretty local woman with long black hair. Rambo raises his knife threateningly.
Rambo!
He exchanges a nod with the frightened-looking woman, Ko Bao.
Did not expect a woman, no.
We better go.
We go to river. How come you're so late?
Got hung up.
Holding an AK-47 machine gun, Ko leads the way along a cliff edge.
I have arranged boat to take us downriver. Old way is not safe. You come a long way, Rambo, to see empty camp.
They head down along a shallow river. Thin tree roots tower above them. Lithe young Ko wears loose black fatigues, not dissimilar in appearance to Rambo's. A gunman rises up amongst the roots nearby. He looks up. There's another gunman in the branches above. A mustachioed guy drinks a beer in the open.
Da da da. Da one.
Da go.
Rambo checks out the hut nearby. It's stuffed with various contraband.
You're using pirates?
Best way downriver. Not get army suspicious.
They wander through the pirate camp where more of the pirates doze or patrol the sandy shore.
잠깐.
Wait!
Ko leads Rambo along a jetty towards a rickety-looking wooden boat. The boat's captain, Kin, comes out on deck in a red beret. Rambo stares hard at Kin, who sucks nastily on a cigarette. He wears a couple of shiny watches on one wrist. Ko hands over a wad of notes. Kin counts them. Rambo watches him warily. They set off on Kin's boat. They head downriver. Ko eyes Rambo. He stands with his back to her, overlooking the water. Kin heads over, swigging a bottle of booze.
A day. On the come.
What about patrol boats?
Antoine Hong.
Oh!
Sleazy Kin fingers Ko's hair, then shows them a rocket launcher.
Comes the dough!
He shuts the weapons box and heads off with his bottle of booze.
Russian.
She covers up the box beneath them, which is covered in Russian writing. Studies some slides under an overhead light. Murdoch throws him an uneasy glance, then moves on. On Kin's boat, Rambo watches a flock of birds fly off the riverbank.
Rambo, want to eat? Maybe later.
He comes over and sits by Ko.
How you get into this?
It's a long story.
Long ride.
Well, after I left the Special Forces, I moved around a lot.
Why you leave Army?
I came back to the States and found there was another war going on.
What war?
Kind of like a quiet war. War against all the soldiers returning. It's the kind of war you don't win. It's my problem. How about you? How'd you get into it?
My father worked for intelligence agency. He killed and I take his place. It's too much death here. Death everywhere. Just want to live, Rambo. Maybe go America. Live the quiet life.
She smiles sweetly, but her eyes look sad.
What you want?
To win. Survive.
Not so easy to survive. Still war here.
Survive a war. You gotta become war.
Is that why they pick you? Because you like to fight?
I'm expendable.
Expendable? What mean expendable?
It's like someone invites you to a party and you don't show up. It doesn't really matter.
He smiles ruefully, then points to the emerald pendant around Ko's neck.
What is this?
It bring me good luck. What bring you good luck?
He holds up his knife. She inhales sharply.
I guess this.
She eyes Rambo warily. Troutman finds Murdoch in his office, scoffing a sandwich with his feet on the desk.
No further report.
I want to go up with the extraction team at dawn.
Denied.
Denied.
It's an unnecessary risk.
We have a schedule to keep.
With who? We don't even know if Rambo's alive.
The odds are against it.
You said we'd go through as planned.
Okay. If you want to go through with it, we will. Colonel's going to be joining the extraction team. You're a damn good man, Troutman.
In gloomy light, Kin's boat approaches shore. Rambo hops off the prow of the boat into the shallow water. He helps Ko down. They wade onto the shore. Rambo leads Ko up a tree-covered slope. They stealthily head through dense jungle foliage in the fading light. Rambo holds plant leaves aside. They survey a quiet camp in a clearing below. There's a basic turret on the far slope, amongst trees.
See? Camp empty. We'll move closer.
Pockets of cloud hang around the huts and buildings in the camp. Rambo follows Ko a little way down the slope. They stop to observe the camp again. They duck into the foliage as a guard lights a cigarette in the doorway. A girl rides up on a scooter. The guard greets her.
Cycle girl, Hoff from village.
The guard lets the girl through the main gate, then shuts it. Near the turret, Rambo assembles his bow and arrow.
What is it?
A bow. No sound.
You're not going in there. But I thought you're supposed only to take pictures. What about orders?
No more orders, Cole.
Rambo gets low and stalks through the jungle. A guard patrols a walkway, silhouetted by the light shining through the mist behind him. Rambo approaches the perimeter fence and draws his knife. He cuts the rusty barbed wire and sneaks into the camp, nipping up a slope with his bow slung over his shoulder. Rambo arrives outside a wood hut and peers over the low walls surrounding it. He hides behind the toilet hut. The door opens. A guard comes out and does up his trousers. He shuts the door and wanders off. Rambo slips out of hiding and dashes towards a bush. He hunkers down. He crawls under a sergeant's hut. He moves on. He ducks behind a rock as a guard exits the barracks hut. He sheathes his knife. Two guards in a turret. Ko scans around the perimeter fence. Rambo nips across a babbling river. He spots a guard on a walkway by a raised bamboo building and ducks behind foliage. Rambo slithers across the ground towards the river. He continues along the waterline. He heads up some rocks towards a raised bamboo cage. Inside it are dozens of battered-looking American POWs. A tarantula spider scurries across the arm of a delirious-looking man. The sweating, feverish man shakes uncontrollably. Rambo watches through the bamboo bars as rats crawl amongst the POWs. Rambo spins round and stares down at the camp. He descends the rocks beneath the bamboo prison. He stealthily wades across the river, emerging in the reeds on the far side. Further up the bank is an emaciated man strapped to a bamboo cross, his arms fixed in a V-shape above his head. Rambo draws his knife.
Got the picture out.
He cuts the prisoner's bonds. The bearded man flops into Rambo's arms. A guard patrols the camp's perimeter. Another slowly steps along a covered wooden walkway overlooking the camp. The walkway guard hears Rambo and the prisoner, Banks, as they duck into foliage. The guard shines a spotlight.
There are others. I'll be back.
They duck as the spotlight swings towards them. Rambo and Banks head along the river.
That'll do.
Rambo slips a knife from his boot and throws it. The emerging guard is hit in the chest and falls dead into the river. A guard in a peaked cap passes behind Ko, but doesn't spot her. She looks nervously over her shoulder. Rambo and Banks stop by a wooden shack. Rambo has his bow at the ready. A turret guard shines a spotlight. Rambo fires an arrow. The arrow pierces the guard's chest. Sergeant Tay comes out of his hut and scans around suspiciously. Rambo and Banks hide in the grass nearby. The scooter girl tempts Tay back inside. A guard startles Ko. He aims a gun at her head. An arrow skewers his head. Rambo and Banks arrive and set off with Ko, leaving the dead guard pinned to a nearby tree. Day breaks over the misty camp in the jungle. A guard spots that Banks is missing from the bamboo cross. At the HQ.
You have clearance!
Fire's 1 hour to extraction.
I hope for his sake we're not just wasting fuel.
Let's get moving.
Troutman and Erickson board a waiting chopper. At the camp, guards patrol the borders. They creep through swampland with machine guns at the ready. Rambo helps Banks through calf-high water. Ko brings up the rear. They stop.
Good thing you came when you did.
Why is that?
It moves around a lot, harvesting crops. Only been there a week.
When was the last time you were in that camp?
A year. Yeah. What year is it anyway?
1985.
Banks looks down, a faraway stare in his eyes.
Camp's supposed to be empty.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Rambo grabs Banks' arm and they set off through the marshy shallows. Troutman checks his watch on the chopper in flight. Rambo carries Banks in a fireman's lift as Co leads the way up a slope. The guards arrive at the marshy shallows hot on the trail, then head over a small waterfall. Rambo, Banks and Co arrive back at Kin's boat.
LZ 2 clicks up river.
They board the boat. Rambo carries Banks up the ramp. Kin hurries the crew and the boat sets off. The chopper is en route. At the HQ, Murdoch sips a coffee. Tay arrives on shore and spots Kin's boat sailing off. He gets on the radio. On board Kin's boat, Rambo, Co and Banks are below decks. Rambo peers through a small window and spots a patrol boat approaching. Suddenly, Kin's men burst in and hold their three passengers at gunpoint.
What has happened?
We sold out. Bastard.
Kin slaps Rambo. The patrol boat draws near.
Don't go, Nan. Don't go, Nan.
Conde! We have done it, Meha!
A scuffle breaks out. Rambo grabs a shotgun and opens fire. Rambo takes down Kin and his men. Co sees off the last guard. The patrol boat comes around.
Hey, jump!
I fight!
Jump! Come on!
Co and Banks leap into the water and swim for shore. A gunner peppers Kin's boat with bullets. Debris showers Rambo below decks. The boat's captain directs the gunner's fire. Rambo stays low. Rambo grabs the rocket launcher from its box and takes aim at the patrol boat as Co reaches the shore. Rambo fires, destroying the patrol boat. A pirate grabs Rambo from above. As Rambo struggles, the burning patrol boat sails towards Kin's boat. Rambo unclips his hunting knife and stabs the pirate through the roof. Blood spills down Rambo's wrist. Rambo swan dives off the deck as the patrol boat rams Kin's boat and explodes. Rambo surfaces, Co beams.
You made it, Rambo!
Tay's guards break through the tree line. A sodden Rambo marches on shore and helps Banks to stand. The guards head through the jungle. Rambo leads the way to the foot of a grassy hillside. He hunkers down and hands Co his pack.
Here, you take this. We go on from here.
You better I stay till end.
This is the end. Come on, let's go.
Rambo, you're not expendable.
She watches him warmly as he heads off through the grass with Banks. The guards clear a rise in the jungle. The chopper heads between mountain peaks.
Colonel! 3 minutes!
Lifer mans a machine gun. He nods at Troutman. Rambo leads an exhausted Banks down a slope into a paddy field. Tay stands on the hillside and looks down on the stepped paddy field. He signals guards manning grenade launchers. The launchers fire, explosions rock the paddy field as Rambo and Banks stumble up the wide steps. Tay watches through binoculars as Rambo outruns the flying grenades. The chopper flies above the jungle canopy. The chopper swerves between trees. Rambo and Banks hurry through smoke. Erickson and Troutman spot the chaos in the paddy field below.
That's Rambo!
Troutman frowns. He spots Banks.
Christ, he's found one.
Lifer opens fire on the guards as they encroach on the paddy field. The guards drop. Rambo hauls himself and Banks up a slope covered in thick wet mud as Lifer takes down more guards. Bullet holes pepper the writhing guards by the grenade launchers.
Bring her into command! Rambo's found one of ours!
Mr. Murdoch, Dragonfly reports the ground crew has what appears to be an American POW with him.
What did you say?
They've got one of ours.
The station's on condition Bravo. Myers, Harrison, Goodall, everybody out! Come on, move!
What are your comment priority frequency? Give him the mic.
Dragonfly, this is Coach One. This is an Alpha Kilo Victor command priority.
Rambo turns and opens fire as the guards close in.
I want you to abort the mission immediately. I say again, this is a recall. Confirm, over.
Say again, Coach One. Say again.
I'm telling you to abort.
Colonel, I've been ordered to abort before pickup.
Murdoch! Murdoch, for Christ's sake, we've got him in sight. Murdoch, you read?
Come on!
We're going down.
You're not going anywhere.
Lifer pulls a gun on Troutman. Rambo signals the chopper.
Goddamn mercenaries.
There's men down there! Our men!
No, your men. Don't be a hero.
Troutman sits down, deflated.
Help! Police! Come on!
Erickson glances down at Rambo, who is just feet below him. The chopper turns tail and flies away, leaving Rambo and Banks with their arms outstretched. A squad of Tay's guards head up the stepped paddy field towards them. Rambo breathes heavily and scowls at the guards as they surround him and Banks.
I don't know.
Co watches from the trees.
I don't know.
Rambo drops his gun.
What are you doing?
Do you know what the hell you've done?
Don't act so innocent, Colonel. You had your suspicions, and if you suspected then, you're sort of an accessory, aren't you?
Don't ever count me with you and your scum. It was a lie, wasn't it? Just like the whole damn war. It was a lie.
What are you talking about?
That camp was supposed to be empty. Rambo goes in, a decorated vet. He finds no POWs. The Congress buys it, case closed. And if he happens to get caught, nobody knows he's alive except you and your computers. And you can reprogram that, can't you?
Who in the hell do you think you're talking to, Troutman?
A stinking bureaucrat that's trying to cover his ass.
No, not just mine, Troutman. We're talking about a nation's. Besides, it was your hero's fault. Now, if your warrior had gone in, done what the hell he was supposed to do, we'd be out of this clean and simple. He was just supposed to take pictures.
And if those pictures showed something, they would have been lost, wouldn't they?
Oh, Troutman, I still don't think you understand what this is all about.
The same as it always is. Money. In 72, we were supposed to pay the Kong $4.5 billion in war reparations. We reneged. They kept the POWs. And you're doing the same thing all over again.
And what the hell would you do, Troutman? Pay blackmail money to ransom our own men and finance the war effort against our allies?
What if some burnout POW shows up on the 6 o'clock news? What do you want to do? Start the war all over again? You want to bomb Hanoi? Want everybody screaming for armed invasion? You think somebody's going to get up on the floor of the United States Senate and ask for billions of dollars for a couple of forgotten ghosts?
Men, goddammit! Men who fought for the country.
That's enough! Trotman, I'm going to forget this conversation ever took place.
You bastard.
And if I were you, I'd never make the mistake of bringing this subject up again.
You're the one who's making the mistake.
Yeah, what mistake?
Rambo.
Troutman storms out. In the camp, Rambo is tied by the arms, neck deep in pig manure, which funnels from a sty into a filthy pit. The watching Captain Vin spits. The American prisoners are still secured in the bamboo prison. Some trucks arrive. Tay points as the chopper hoves over the tree canopy and comes into land in the camp. Banks watches from the prison as a squad of soldiers disembarks. They wear grey fatigues.
Damn Russian bastards.
Rambo turns his head from the wind created by the chopper's rotors. His hands are fixed to a wooden yoke above him. A sinister-looking Russian lieutenant colonel gets out of the chopper. He marches between two lines of his own soldiers.
He's dead now.
The lieutenant colonel heads over towards Vin and Tay by the manure pit and looks down at Rambo disdainfully.
Bring him up!
Rambo is raised from the pit on the yoke, revealing his dung-covered naked body.
None.
Tay whacks Rambo. The Russian shakes his head.
The knife. These people are so vulgar in their methods. They lack compassion.
He scrapes a leech off Rambo.
I am Lieutenant Colonel Potovsky. I do not know who you are yet, but I will.
Take him and clean him up.
Tay punches Rambo again. Later, Podovsky paces inside a hut. Captain Vin and Tay frog march Rambo through the door. Controlling Rambo with a garrote, Tay forces him over to the table and sits him down with a baton strike to the kidneys.
That's all. Thank you, Captain Vin. Leave one guard, please. I see you are no stranger to pain.
Perhaps you have been among my Vietnamese comrades before. No answer. Do you wish to give your name? Now, what possible harm can that cause?
Pride is a poor substitute for intelligence. What you must understand is that we have to interrogate you. To Sergeant Yushin here, you are a piece of meat, a laboratory experiment. But to me, you are a comrade, similar to myself, just opposed by an act of fate. I know you are trying to facilitate the release of war criminals held by this republic. I can appreciate this. But this incident, your capture, is embarrassing. We must have explanation. First of all, I wish you to radio your headquarters and say that you have been captured and condemned for espionage activities, and that no such criminal aggression should be attempted in the future, or they will meet with the same fate as yours.
He switches on the radio and stares at Rambo.
Fuck you.
You wish to test your strength. Good. Good. Lucian.
A gigantic soldier comes over. Ko arrives outside the camp gates on a scooter. She wears makeup and a red skirt. The leering guards usher her through the gate. Rambo's strapped to a sizzling metal bed frame fixed to the wall of an interrogation hut. Podovsky signals Yushin, who spins a dial, zapping Rambo again. The lights in camp flicker in the interrogation hut.
Comrade, here is something that might be of interest to you. A transcript of the conversation between your helicopter pilot and his commander. We intercepted. Dragonfly Wolf 10. Colorful names. Here we are. We have them in sight. And the reply, abort the operation immediately. This is a recall. Confirm.
He grabs Rambo's hair roughly.
It seems you were abandoned on direct command. And these are the people you protect with your pain. Zariski Zvolic. You may scream. There is no shame.
The POWs hear Rambo's screams from the prison. Rambo jerks spasmodically. He grimaces and writhes against the bed frame. At Podovsky's signal, Yushin lowers the dial to zero. Rambo's head lolls. Podovsky smiles coldly.
You are strong. Very strong. The strongest so far. But you're nearly dead. For what? Make the radio call.
He grips Rambo around the neck. Her. She shuts the door. She finds Rambo's quiver and shoulders it. Tay marches Banks into the interrogation hut.
To talk to a bay would be so much easier. Yashin, vazmiya nozh.
Yushin takes Rambo's knife from the burning coal stove. The molten tip glows bright yellow.
Yashin has a memento for you of this occasion.
He holds the tip up to Rambo's face. Yushin slowly drags the tip down Rambo's face, searing a thin line in his cheek. Rambo shows little pain. Podovsky looks disappointed and glances at Banks.
Put it in his eye.
Podovsky snaps his gaze round to Rambo as Yushin grabs Banks's head.
If your life means nothing to you, then perhaps his does.
Don't tell them anything.
You will talk.
Yushin holds the glowing blade up to Banks's eyes. Podovsky watches Rambo's anxious reaction as Banks shuts his eyes.
Yes?
Rambo nods. Tay pushes Banks over and kicks him. Ko stealthily heads through the camp outside. Lightning illuminates the night sky as she scans for guards.
Do it now.
In the interrogation hut, Rambo sits at the desk by the radio. He switches it on. Co sneaks up behind the interrogation hut. Tay's on the balcony. She heads underneath it. Inside...
Lone Wolf, receive. Lone Wolf, 220-56.
Lone Wolf, this is Wolf Den. Transmit location and status, over.
What is it, Wolf?
It's Rambo, sir.
Receive, over.
We read you, Lone Wolf. What is your position, over?
I say again, what is your position, over?
Your friend dies if you do not answer.
Johnny, this is Troutman. Where the hell are you? John, come in.
Rambo shuts his eyes briefly, then grips the microphone stand.
Murdoch.
He's here.
Troutman hands Murdoch the headset.
Rambo, this is Murdoch. We're glad you're alive. Where are you? Give us your position and we'll come to pick you up.
Murdoch.
Rambo tightens his grip on the mic.
I'm coming to get you.
Rambo smacks Yushin and Podovsky with the mic. Co guns down the other guard from beneath the floor. Rambo slaps Yushin on the bed frame and spins the dial, zapping him. Rambo leaps out of the hut and joins Ko, who fires on Tay. As the Russians and Tay's guards scramble, Ko shoots a turret gunner as Rambo fells a guard. Bare-chested Rambo shoots another gunner. A spotlight ignites. Rambo grabs grenades. Rambo and Ko head along the river. Rambo and Co. reach the fence as guards fire on them. Rambo turns and lobs a grenade. Rambo lifts the barbed wire for Co. to crawl through. He tosses another grenade, then lifts the wire for himself. The Russian chopper lifts off from the camp and rises into the night sky. Russians chase Ko and Rambo through the trees. The Russian chopper shines a spotlight illuminating the jungle. Rambo and Co. scan around from behind plants, then hurry away. The chopper's spotlight shines through the trees. Rambo and Co. duck down to avoid it. The chopper moves along the tree line. Rambo and Co. head a few paces forward. They drop into the shallow river. Rambo and Co. clear rocks over the rapids. The chasing pack enters the water. The spotlight falls on Rambo as they reach the riverbank. The chopper gunner fires. Rambo and Co. stumble down a dusty slope covered in jungle foliage. Rambo catches Ko at the base of the slope. They continue through water.
This way!
Day breaks, the sun peaks over the mountain skyline around the airstrip. Troutman's on the tarmac. He heads towards the HQ hangar, where Murdoch paces around, feeling under his shirt collar by a fan. On a rise above the jungle, Ko watches the Russian chopper hover into the distance.
We're safe for now.
She sits down on a rock by the river opposite a panting Rambo.
You look like hell, Rambo.
Tough night.
Maybe you need this. You hurt bad.
It's all right. Listen, what you did back there, I won't forget it. Thanks.
What do you do now? Try getting across to Thailand?
Yeah.
Then go America?
Yeah.
She bandages Rambo's hand and looks pleadingly into his eyes.
You take me with you?
She leans forward and they kiss each other tenderly. Their lips part and Ko nods, still looking into Rambo's eyes.
You take me?
She smiles.
I think you made a good choice.
Yeah.
We go?
Let's go.
They pick up their guns off the rocks beside them and set off. Rambo steps back to retrieve his bow and arrow. From the far side of the river, someone takes aim at Ko. Tay guns her down and she falls into the water. Rambo leaps over a rock and returns fire. He hits some of Tay's men, sending dust and blood into the air. Tay scurries away like a rat. Rambo turns and lifts Ko from the bloody water.
You're right.
Rambo?
Yeah.
You not get me?
No.
A tear falls from her eye as her mouth hangs open and her head lolls back. Rambo hugs Ko close to him and shudders with sobs. At the HQ...
I want the rescue team ready to go in 1 hour.
You're risking your career, your reputation, even your family's security. You honestly think any one man's worth all that?
Yes, I do.
I'm giving you a direct order to withdraw from this project.
Do I get the rescue team or do I go over your head?
You don't seem to understand something. I'm in charge here. You're just a tool. We're the machine. I want him placed under arrest. He's not to leave the base.
Lifer blocks Troutman's path.
Never had a chance, did he?
Like you said, Colonel, he went home.
In the pouring rain, Rambo slaps his knife into its sheath and reties his headband round his hair. He fixes Ko's pendant around his neck. Rambo hunkers by a mound of earth, Ko's makeshift grave. He stares at the earth sadly, rainwater dripping off his nose and jaw. He drags his fingers through the sodden earth, leaving marks in the mud, then grips his bow, which rests by the grave. He stands and sets off with a determined expression. Russian and Viet soldiers stalk through the jungle. Vin directs Tay and some of his guards. Vin and Tay head in different directions. The Russians head across the river. Rambo lurks in a tree. He grabs a passing Russian. He claps his hand over the Russian's mouth and kills him. The rest of the soldiers continue unaware. Rambo grabs another Russian from behind with a garrote. As he squeezes the Russian's neck, he twitches, his face covered in slimy muck. A Russian soldier on a high ledge is felled by an arrow. Rambo dashes through the shadows. Two Russians take cover behind trees. The two Russians, whose uniforms feature black berets, squint into the rain and scan around. Rambo appears between rocks and aims his bow. He takes down one of the soldiers. Rambo ducks the second soldier's fire. The soldier jumps down into the shallow water and heads past the body of his fallen comrade. Rambo hunkers under a rocky overhang and fires his bow. The soldier falls, an arrow protruding from his chest. A Russian steps on a vine. It closes round his foot and he's dragged away between two rocks. Rambo pops up wielding his knife and grabs the grimacing Russian. A soldier stops by a muddy cliff wall. He squints into the rain. An eye opens in the mud behind him. A mud-covered Rambo lurches out of the wall and stabs the soldier. Rambo rises from the river and shoots an arrow into a Russian. Soldiers swarm the riverbank. They chase Rambo through trees. Rambo jumps between high rocks, then descends to the jungle floor. The soldiers spot him running off. Rambo heads into a peaceful village. The locals scatter into the houses as the soldiers arrive at pace. Viet guards join the chase between bamboo stilt houses. Rambo clatters along a thin wooden path. A local senior man watches from his window. Rambo spots a grassy field, then looks down at a chicken. Trucks full of Viet guards roll across a stone bridge nearby. The trucks stop and the guards quickly dismount. Rambo makes his way through tall grass. The guards file into the village. Vin directs his troops into the field of long grass. Vin enters the field himself. Russian soldiers join the Viet guards in their search. Vin spots blood-stained grass. He follows the bloodstains, which are splattered throughout the field. Vin comes to the end of the trail and spots the eviscerated chicken by an empty can of petrol. Rambo lights a match and sets fire to the field. It goes up in flames. As Vin and his boys panic, Rambo preps an explosive arrow and fires. As straw shacks on the outskirts of the village explode, the Russian and Vietnamese soldiers make a run for it. They perish in the flaming field. Rambo fires more arrows. He hits the parked trucks on the bridge. A fireball ignites. He fires again, taking out all the trucks. Viet guards run past their burning vehicles and fire off the bridge. The guards and soldiers flee the burning village and stumble into the smoke-filled field. A guard drops, consumed by orange flames. Rambo heads over to a waterfall. Tay spots him and opens fire. Tay runs out of bullets as Rambo takes cover behind a rock. Tay panics and pulls a pistol. Rambo breaks cover. Ignoring Tay's wild shots, Rambo preps an explosive arrow. He pulls back the bow and takes aim. Tay turns round and runs for it. Rambo calmly tracks the cowardly sergeant's progress. Tay turns with an anxious frown and aims his pistol to fire. Rambo fires the arrow. It hits Tay and he disintegrates. A chopper clears the waterfall. Yushin's at the controls. He spots Rambo below him and drops a barrel of napalm. Rambo pumps his arms as he runs for the river. The barrel plummets towards the ground, hits it, and ignites. A vast explosion covers the waterfall rocks as Rambo dives off the cliff edge and hits the water. Yushin studies the water from the chopper. He signals his gunner. Bullets riddle the river, sending plumes of water into the air. Rambo leaps in the water and drags the gunner out of the chopper. Rambo boards the chopper. Yushin lurches towards him. The pair wrestle. Yushin gets Rambo against the wall and strangles him. Rambo grimaces and elbows Yushin in the stomach. Rambo throws more elbows into Yushin's stomach as the chopper rises into the sky. Yushin floors Rambo and throttles him with a tight fist. Rambo's head hangs out of the chopper's open hatch. Rambo reaches up and grabs Yushin round the neck. He forces the big Russian backwards. Rambo catapults Yushin out of the chopper to his death. He pulls his knife and the pilot leaps from his seat in the cockpit. Rambo mans the controls. A guard spots the chopper approaching in the prison camp. Rambo fires a missile at a walkway. The walkway explodes. He fires more missiles. Guards scatter. Rambo fires machine guns into the camp, killing guards. The POWs spot the mayhem. Rambo takes out a gun turret with a missile. Russians and Viet soldiers return fire from the ground as Rambo circles the camp in the chopper. A guard is taken out by machine gun fire. Rambo sneers with rage as he blows up countless huts and guns down dozens of Russian and Viet soldiers. A jeep goes up in flames. A soldier goes flying. A Russian gunner is blasted out of a turret. Rambo takes out another guard, then circles the chopper over a clearing. He lands, leaps out, and rips the machine gun off the side of the chopper. He takes down guards with the machine gun. Rambo hurries over to the bamboo cage and heads up the rocks. The Russian opens fire, hitting a POW in the back. Rambo kills the Russian.
Bend the gun!
Rambo gets into the cockpit and lifts off with the POWs in the back. A vast Russian gunship clears the tree line, silhouetted by the hazy sun. The gunship's armed with rockets and machine guns. At the controls, Podolsky squints calmly at the ground below. He pilots the gunship over the wreckage of the camp. Gunners open fire from the gunship. Podolsky fires a couple of missiles, which Rambo evades by banking along the river bends. More missiles miss the chopper. The POWs are thrown around by explosions as missiles hit the ground around the chopper and buffet it in the sky. Villagers scatter on the ground as the chase hoes overhead. Banks mans the chopper's machine gun and exchanges fire. Podolsky callously ejects a missile shell onto the village, felling a tree. He flies above the chopper. Banks takes out the Russian gunner. Podolsky lands a hit. Rambo's chopper goes into a tailspin.
Hold on!
Podolsky grins broadly. Smoke pours from the spinning chopper. Podolsky fires again. A vast explosion fills the sky. Podolsky pilots the gunship through the smoke and appears in an empty sky above the jungle. The chopper is gone. Podolsky clears the tree line and spots the chopper lying prone in the middle of the river. He pilots the gunship over and descends to the river, rippling the water's surface. Rambo lies out cold at the stricken chopper's controls. The rotors are still going. Rambo's head lolls back in the pilot's seat. Podolsky prepares to fire. Suddenly, Rambo springs to life and pulls out a rocket launcher, which he fires. The gunship explodes in a billowing orange fireball, showering the river with debris. Rambo looks back over his shoulder. Banks tends to a wounded POW in the back of the chopper. Rambo flicks a couple of switches and the chopper lifts off from the river's surface. The chopper trails a plume of smoke as it heads off over the jungle. The chopper swerves and dips in the air. In the HQ, Murdoch paces. On board the chopper...
Lone Wolf calling Wolf Den, over. Lone Wolf calling Wolf Den, over. Wolf Den, it's Lone Wolf. Do you read? Wolf Den, this is Lone Wolf, over.
Yes, we hear you, Lone Wolf, over.
Prepare for emergency landing. Arriving with American POWs.
The HQ staff stand expectantly and stare at a suddenly nervous Murdoch who leaves the hangar. Troutman watches him go with a frown.
You heard! Prepare for arriving POWs!
On board the chopper, one of the men lies in a pool of blood. Banks breathes heavily as the chopper woozily clears a rise in the jungle canopy. Troutman spots Rambo approaching. The chopper banks hard towards the tarmac, spilling smoke. Rambo looks focused as he descends the chopper. Erickson's with Troutman and the HQ staff as the chopper makes a rocky landing. Rambo leaps out. As the staff help the POWs out of the smoking chopper, Rambo grabs the machine gun off the side and wraps the ammo belt around his wrist. He strides over to Troutman and Erickson.
Glad you made it!
Rambo cracks Erickson in the crotch, then in the face. Erickson drops to the tarmac with a bewildered expression on his face. Rambo glances at Troutman, then heads for the hangar. Rambo stands in the hangar doorway, silhouetted by the smoke drifting across the tarmac. He heads into the comms HQ and stands braced with the machine gun pointed at the computers. He unloads the ammo into the computers and screens. He throws the gun down and strides into Murdoch's office. Murdoch swallows hard as Rambo glares at him.
Rambo, I don't make the orders. I'd take them just like you.
Rambo approaches and draws his hunting knife.
I swear to God, I didn't know it was supposed to happen like this. It was just supposed to be another assignment.
Rambo glowers, grabs Murdoch by his shirt and dumps him onto his desk. He holds his knife up.
Mission accomplished.
He thrusts his knife into the desk by the terrified Murdoch's head.
You know there's more men out there. You know where they are. Find them, or I'll find you.
Rambo leaves the hangar and heads past the burning chopper as military firemen tackle the blaze. The POWs are cared for by staff. Some are loaded onto stretchers and carried into ambulances.
John, where are you going?
I don't know.
You got a second Medal of Honor for this.
Rambo looks round and spots Banks. Banks offers a slow salute.
You should give it to them. They deserve it more.
Can't keep running, John. You're free now. Come back with us.
Back to what? My friends died here. Part of me died here.
The war. Everything that happened here may be wrong, but damn it, don't hate your country for it.
Hate. I die for it.
And what is it you want?
Rambo takes a deep breath.
I want what they want. And every other guy who came over here has spilt his guts and gave everything he had once for our country to love us as much as we love it. That's what I want.
Rambo turns and walks away from Troutman.
How will you live, John?
Day by day.
ITFC, audio description.
Watching us all, telling the people.